I'm now being joined by Dyke New Hartford Activities Director Cody Eichmeyer as we recap the last school year and look ahead to a couple things here with 2024-25. Cody, appreciate the time as always. Kind of want to just go back to the start of last school year with another extremely successful fall season. You guys pick up another volleyball state title. Football team was able to pick up some steam late, go to the quarterfinals. You had a cross country state qualifier with Izzy Houts as well. So thinking back to last fall season and what kind of momentum that brings into this season, just what can you say about, you know, those athletic programs and what they've been able to accomplish here over the last year?
Yeah, we're just really blessed as a district with the coaches we have all across the board. But speaking with our fall coaches, you know, it's a veteran staff. They've been here all of my 10 plus years at Dyke New Hartford. So they've built really solid programs with great cultures. You know, football, I think the staff knew coming in we were going to be a little inexperienced, a little young compared to most teams. And, you know, they did a phenomenal job of making adjustments throughout the year and putting themselves in a position to succeed at the end of the season, you know, and making the quarterfinals is nothing to get sad about. So I know it made the kids hungry for this year, bring back a lot of those boys. So should be a really exciting year for the football team. Coach Harms' staff with volleyball, what can you say? It's, you know, another phenomenal year, you know, very talented group, very talented coaching staff, and, you know, just the opportunities that those kids had to be down at Cedar Rapids again this year and perform and, you know, be able to claim another state title just was great. You know, replacing a lot of pieces this year, but all the confidence in the world that those kids and that coaching staff will be in a good position to have success throughout the year. And especially when tournament time rolls around and cross country, Coach Reingart, you know, has built an excellent tradition there as well. And Izzy had a great year, really peaked at the end of the year, which was great to see. And we're just hopeful we have some more kids that are able to turn it on this year and get some more kids qualified for the state meet this year.
And then moving on to winter sports, obviously another girls basketball state championship, fourth one in a row for that program. We'll be switching to a new head coach with Matt Dove this year. So certainly a change to that program, but then boys basketball moving in the right direction, it seems. And then wrestling, of course, as well with, you know, the girls going to Cedar Falls and what Tony's got going with his program.
Yeah, basketball, both great years last year. Boys made tremendous strides. You know, Coach Tagto really coming on in his second year, bringing the whole coaching staff back this year. I'm really excited to see what they can do. You know, a lot of juniors playing last year and get another piece back, hopefully, from an injury. So you just hope that, you know, they were really competitive last year. It'll be fun to see the gains for this year for what they could pull off. But again, a really talented coaching staff, really talented group of young men playing for that boys basketball team. So it'll be really fun to watch what they can do throughout the year. Could be a really great year. So we'll just have to see how that can come together and piece everything together and build on the momentum that they created last year. Girls basketball, you know, hiring a Matt Dove, probably about the best hire we were going to have, you know, with the continuity piece, being a part of the program for the last 5 years as an assistant, really good relationships with the kids. They all love and trust what Coach Dove does, and it's going to be a change, but no other person I feel that could slide in that position and keep the momentum going that Matt can just being a part of that program. So really look forward to see what that program can continue. Again, lose some kids, but you know, we've got a lot of kids in the tank, hopefully, and hopefully they can just keep building on the success that they've built and be able to keep going. Wrestling Coach Norton, again, you know, been here 10 plus years as well, sharing with GR for, I don't know, maybe this is the fifth or sixth year now, and a lot of good things going on there. You know, we've got a really good coaching staff and a lot of talented kids, and they put in the work and put in the time, and our kids just continually improve. You know, they were starting to peak at the end of last year, maybe didn't have the success in the postseason that they would have liked to have in regards to number of kids down to state. But, you know, they just keep plugging away and keep building as a program, and all the faith in the world that they're going to be highly competitive again this year.
And then when it comes to spring sports, you could probably pick about just about any of those spring sports teams and say that they had a successful season, right? I mean, just some things that come to mind, like the girls' tennis team going to state for the first time ever. You had a state champion down at state track with Cam Decker in the 200. Just what comes to mind when it comes to thinking back to this last spring season and all the great things there?
Yeah, spring's busy, but spring is fun. You're on your toes constantly. You're always looking at, having those four different sports of what's going on and who's doing what day. When you have them all going at the same day, it really tears at you to not be able to be everywhere. But you brought up tennis. Coach Zinkula, what a fantastic job that she's done with that program. She's built a culture that is unreal. For only being with the program for 4 years, really has the trust of the kids. Really, she works her tail off with them and developing them in the spring, and just for our kids to have the opportunity to make it to where they made, being in the quarter our semifinals for team tennis was unbelievable, and then having a doubles team and an individual qualify as well. Just the success with that program this year was just off the charts for what we're used to in the past with success for our girls tennis. But I wouldn't be surprised if they keep it rolling, graduate a few pieces. But I mean, Coach Sinkla just does a great job of developing kids and working with kids and getting them interested in the sport. And every single kid improves with the tennis program, and that's a nice thing. So you hope it's just more of a reload than a reset. So it'd be nice to stay up with that. Whether it happens or not is to be determined. A lot gets determined on the court, but I'd like to think that with the kids and with Regan working with these kids, they're gonna have a chance to be successful year in and year out. Track and field, we qualify several events for boys and girls. Cam Decker, what a amazing end to his career at Dyke New Hartford. Just the dominance that he showed in the semis and then being able to maintain in the finals was just awesome to see. Couldn't feel happier for the kid. He works his tail off in high school for track and field and in the weight room, and it was great to see that pull off for him. Having six plus events down for both teams was phenomenal. We'll go over to soccer, transitioning from Coach Baring to Coach Eden this last year. What a great season they had, reaching the semifinals of the state tournament. A lot of kids work hard for soccer. We're still kind of in that flex number of hard to have a JV team, but all the kids work hard and they're just so unified. And Coach Eden and staff did such a great job of building trust and relationships and keeping the tradition going that we had built since COVID with the girls' soccer program being an individual program. And it's just fun to see that. And then, we transitioned to the last sport with golf. Coach John Patterson's been with us here for the last 3 years. On the boys' side, we continually work at getting better. He builds strong relationships with kids. He really works on some of the technical aspects of it. We'll be getting a new assistant coach this year that I think will help enhance some things that we do. A big, strong golf background. So I think the boys' program is right where it needs to be, and they're doing a great job of improving. And golf's tough. You got to be able to perform for 18 holes on one day. You just never know. So many variables go into it, and it's a tough sport to be successful in. But our boys did a great job of getting out of sectionals and getting to that district meet, and probably didn't end the way they wanted it to. But they were there, and they gave themselves a chance, which is all you can ask for. And then you talk about the girls' program last year, joining with AP. I thought it was a very successful thing. Just a few strokes short of making state. Had our chances, and I think the sharing agreement went really well. The kids really grew together. I thought they all had positive relationships with each other, and gave us a chance. It's tough going from 2A to 3A, but the kids really responded and did a great job of having a good season together and giving us a chance to be successful.
All right, and one last season to talk about before we move on to a couple other things. The summer sports season, kind of an interesting thing happening with softball with Randy Ullman coming back to coach halfway through the season after Coach Pateras had her newborn. And then, of course, the baseball program remaining in the conversation, getting into the district final as well. That program, of course, still one of the better ones in the area.
Softball side, it just what a weird year, you know, with Coach Ullman taking some time away from the program, resigning, and then, you know, having Coach Butera step up and take the program. She was doing a really great job. And then just had her baby early. And luckily, Coach Ullman was willing from the get-go when we hired her and knew that a potential could be there. She was really good about, you know, saying, "I want the program to succeed. If that's what's needed, I will help when needed." And, you know, the kids did a really good job. It's not easy, you know, having a new head coach and then losing that head coach midway through the year and then having your old head coach come back. It was a interesting dynamic, and our coaching staff and our kids did such a great job of responding to both situations that, you know, another 20-win season, you know, very competitive. That program, those that are out work their tails off, and they all want to have success. And, you know, 3 straight years of 20 wins, I'd say that that's a pretty high level of success. Postseason, you know, I know they'd like to be at another level, but again, so many variables in a 7-inning game. It's really hard to win those games sometimes. And sometimes you just run into a pitcher who's dominant one night, and that's all it takes. And but they've done a really good job of being consistent, and I'm looking forward to what a full year and year two of Coach Buteris is going to do for the program. Some exciting pieces back, so should be really fun to see what they can do this year. And then baseball, Coach Martin's done a great job of working with our kids and our program. You know, a little newness on the assistant side of it, with some things, but they did a great job of coming together as a staff this year and working hard with those boys. They had a great year. I know they would have liked to finish a little higher in the conference standings, but what a tough conference. I mean, you look at who went where in this, in our little pot of five teams this year, and it was a pretty tough conference to navigate. So I would like to say everyone was battle tested and you know, made each other better. And again, like I've said a couple times here, it's hard to win sometimes when, you know, you run into situations on a given night. You just never know if the bats aren't going or someone else's pitcher is dominant. It can be really tough. But, you know, both those programs headed in the right direction still, you know, maintaining a high level of success, and excited what spring or summer of 2025 brings for both of them.
All right, switching gears here a little bit. Of course, athletics always kind of gets the top headlines and things like that. I do want to give you a chance to recognize some of your fine arts programs, such as like the music, you know, drama, speech, things like that.
Yeah, our band and vocal programs, Katie Slack and Cassie Bensker, are doing an amazing job with our kids. You know, I'd say our band is pretty top-notch for schools our size. Get a lot of involvement, and you know, they just do a really good job of developing throughout the year. Whether you see them at pregame, at football games, or halftime, or pep band, you know, they do a phenomenal job of enhancing the environment there. And then when you talk about, you know, the competition stuff that they do, they're top notch. Same with Cassidy Benscooter and vocal program. They do a really good job. They come out and they sing the national anthem on homecoming every single year, and they knock it out of the park. Just great numbers and great participation, and kids having success for both of those programs. They've done a really great job. Same could go for our speech program. Lost our coaching staff after this year. Both had some things come up that they weren't going to be able to coach anymore. But several all-state performances and just top-notch program again. So working on trying to find some resolution for a coaching staff for that currently. But you know, they had a successful year with speech as well. So our fine arts programs are awesome. Our coaches do such a great job with our kids, and it's fun to see what they do year in, year out.
All right, so yesterday morning, a big announcement came from the IHSAA and IGHSAU that a couple of sports are going to be shifting from the spring to the fall, being boys golf and girls tennis. So, what are your thoughts on this upcoming change, and what might things look like at D&H? I know it's still kind of a new announcement, but I have to imagine you've kind of thought about this at least a little bit, right?
Yeah, so this has kind of been, you know, kind of talked about, you know, from the state association level since at least December, is when I know I kind of heard some rumblings about it. And you know, we were kind of prepared as like an AD group in a conference, like, talking about what does this look like if this does come to fruition, you know, and it's kind of belabored. I mean, we're in August now talking about something we knew about potentially in December. So I mean, 8 months down the road and finally decision comes through, and there was a lot of uncertainty whether they would pass or not. And you know, you just put one foot forward and you adjust. This senior group, I'm thankful that they're going to get an opportunity to finish their careers if they were, you know, boys golfers or girls tennis in the sport they are. And it's going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be a 3-year issue. These kids that have the opportunity as freshmen, sophomores, and juniors this year, as a spring sport with girls tennis and boys golf, get that opportunity, and then that opportunity gets taken away from them. And they won't have that opportunity to do it in the spring anymore, and it's going to be a fall sport. And you know, we just our job is to adjust and make the experiences the best that we can for our student athletes. And after 3 years, you know, those upcoming eighth graders to be freshmen next year, that's all they're going to know. And then after those 3 years, it'll just be the new norm. Not sure what challenges it's going to present. Not sure what it's going to do to impact those program numbers in the fall, or what the residual is going to be on other sports, or what the residual is going to be of those kids that play in the spring, what that's going to mean for those other sports in the spring. So probably a lot of positives and negatives to draw out of it. It's just unknown, you know, and we take it in stride and we roll with it. And we'll see what 25, 26 brings with it.
All right, last question for you today. When it comes to the immediate future here, scrimmages, things like that, with the fall sports teams, what do you guys have on the schedule, and what do folks need to know about that?
You know, Coach Harms, she's got various scrimmages and camps that she's been doing throughout the summer. They go all over and they just play, and you know, they're just getting tons of reps. I think they were at Central last week, and then boy, somewhere Des Moines-ish area as well for 2 days, and just getting a lot of reps as a team, and trying to figure out where we're going to be and who's going to be where and how we're going to be the most successful team that we can be immediately, because we didn't change our schedule anywhere. We're still probably one of the toughest schedules in the state, regardless of class, playing in, you know, several Saturday 5A tournaments, you know, going to Ankeny to start off our year and playing a triangular with them in Ankeny Christian, you know, two really solid programs. So we didn't pull off the throttle with that. So our kids are going to need to be a little battle tested before the season, because it's going to be a tough slate once again for our kids, just with competition level across the state being really high and playing, you know, all the state's best teams. Football, we're doing our normal scrimmage that we do, inter-squad scrimmage on Meet the Players night, which is the week zero Friday before the opener at Grundy Center. And you know, it's just a D&H versus D&H opportunity to get out there in front of some fans and on the football field and in full gear, and get an opportunity to clean some things up and, you know, see what works before that first game.
All right, that's D&H Activities Director Cody Eichmeyer. Thank you so much for the time. Always great to talk D&H sports, and looking forward to everything coming up this school year.
Thanks again, John, for all you do. Appreciate the coverage for D&H Activities, man.